Welcome to the GB Christian School Podcast. GBCS is a ministry of GB Christian Center in Henderson, Nevada, and is dedicated to the pursuit of God, knowledge, compassion, and leadership. I'm your host, Sean Scotty, and I can tell you that the greatest part of our school is the people. It's the community of families, faculty, and staff that all come together to pour into the next generation. Each week, we'll be introducing you to some of the amazing people that are part of GBCS, and we hope that this adds value to your life and gives you a better understanding of why so many families have chosen us to be a critical part of their children's foundation in life. So joining us now is Jamie Bielik. She is the elementary principal at GV Christian School. Hey, Jamie, can you tell us just a little bit about your journey here at GBCS? How long have you actually been here?
I have been here since 2002. I graduated college with an elementary education degree with a minor in reading, and I knew I wanted to be around children. I knew I wanted to be a teacher. And growing up here at the church, I knew I wanted to come back and teach here. And so I came after graduation and applied, and they loved me, and I loved it here. So I started teaching first grade. I knew I wanted to teach first grade from the minute I started student teaching in college. I just loved the little ones. Well, I love all of them, but the grade level content of first grade really is my favorite. And I taught first grade for 12 years. And at that point is when the opportunity opened up for me to move into administration. And I was then the vice principal for 4 years. And then this will be my third year as principal.
Awesome. So what has that transition been like for you to have that background as being a teacher, now going into administration, having that experience and knowing the things that teachers, the challenges that they have to face?
Good question. I do believe that teachers go through a lot in the classroom. That is, unless you've been a teacher, you don't know what it's like. And being an administrator that has been a teacher, I feel like I can provide for my teachers more of what they need rather than just guessing on the business front of it, but more looking at the functionality of the classroom and what do they need as far as curriculum or support or professional development or mentoring, more work time, less work time. How do we fit it all in a day and helping them to be able to do that and do it well and to thrive in what they're doing? If they come to me with a problem that they're having or an issue with timing or time management or transitions, I'm able to help them with experience because I've been there and I can give them tricks and tools that worked for me or things that have worked for, other teachers that I get to see because I'm an administrator. So I think that it is a huge key to have administrators that have had teaching experience.
Absolutely. Now, I know one of the things, there's a lot of things that make obviously GVCS special. I mean, we have a unique culture here, maybe as compared to, certainly compared to public schools, but even to other private schools. What do you think helps make GV Christian School such a special place, such a unique place?
You know, I've always said that it's just one big family, that, you know, I'll tell new people as they come in, welcome to the family. It's unique in that we know our parents, we know our kids. It takes a village to raise children, and the people that are around our kids the most are the other teachers and staff members and parents that are also have students in the class that either go on field trips or you attend birthday parties and you just do life with these people. And so you start really seeing the trend of how they live their life, and you start to congregate with people who live life the same, and you find people that go to church together and go to parks together and hang out. And the commonality is that they all go to school here, but there is just a different type of relationship that you're able to have when you actually know the whole family. You see the face-to-face, you see their mom or their dad or grandma or aunt or uncle or whoever's picking up at the time, and you really get to know the family because it is less of just drop off and pick up, but here's what's going on in my life and we're available to pray with you and walk with you through life, and we want to do that. It's not just drop your child off, we're going to educate them and then pick them up and here's some homework and bring them back tomorrow. We want to know the full child and the full family. So
Right on. I mean, it sounds like so much of it is just based off of these personal relationships we're able to build with the families, with these kids as they, whenever a point they come in. Now, I know that you have two daughters that attend GVCS. What's that been like for you, both being a parent on that end, and then obviously as a staff member and part of the administration on the other end?
Well, they have grown up here, so they don't know any different of the other than having mom as a teacher or an administrator. It's been fun, you know, watching them grow through preschool and being able to see them in the halls, and then actually having them in my school was pretty cool. I was teaching first grade when they were both in first grade, so obviously they weren't in my class, they were in the other class, but it was really fun just watching them learn. In the year that they were in first grade, I felt like, wow, now my kids are in my world. Like, I know all about what they're going to learn this year. And it was really cool just watching it click with them and then being able to just experience life with them being here and knowing how much they love school. That's not something that I could teach them on my own. They love school because of the investment of the teachers and the staff members here. And then as they got older, I was an administrator in elementary when they were in their late elementary, almost in the junior high years. So I really wasn't their vice principal or their principal for more than, I think it was my youngest, it was 1 year. And then she went to middle school. So it's a little different. You know, there's always that, well, your mom's the principal, you know, kind of thing. But other than that, it's real fun. You know, it's a fun environment. And I like that I can be part of that inside and outside of being a parent, but also being an administrator.
Gotcha. I mean, looking at it from that perspective of you being on both ends there, what would you say are some of the ways that new students, new families that are getting plugged into GVCS for the first time, what's some of the best things that they could do to kind of position themselves as they're making this transition, either coming in from a public school or if they are coming in for this is their first school, this is all they've ever known. What are some of the things that you would talk to like that newest family?
Mm-hmm. That's a really good question. It's really the heart behind it is to educate students, and when they graduate, to be very well-rounded mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And when you're dealing with people's most precious asset, their children, sometimes you feel like they're never going to do it all right. No one's going to do it like mom and dad, and we're not replacing mom and dad. But when you're coming into a school, you're coming in because you not only love what we're doing here, but you trust us. You trust us to do what we say we're going to do. Our integrity and our reputation shows that. We say we're going to do this and we absolutely do it. I think coming in, the best advice I can give is to say what your expectations are and then have an open mind. If you loved the school that you were coming from, you moved out of state and you loved it, we are not going to be just like them. We're different. If you didn't like the school that you're coming from, we may or may not be like them. Like, we are a different school and we're not trying to be like somebody else. But the easiest transition is to come in, come to the new parent orientations, come in with an open mind, knowing that our policies are written for the safety and the smoothness of the school year and that we are all in this together. We are on your side. We want to partner with you. We are allies. We are team members. We work together as a team. So really coming in and having an open mind and just trust. Trust is a huge, huge thing. And when you're dealing with other people's kids, there has to be that trust level that's there.
Sure. Now, I know one of the things that we're proud of here at GVCS is that we are a part of ACSI. What is that? What is that briefly? And then why would a parent care that we're accredited, that we're associated with ACSI?
ACSI is the Association of Christian Schools International, and they literally have thousands of schools across the country and the nation, really, that they are accredited through. And it's really an accountability thing. Having a student at a school that is accredited in elementary school is not a requirement. In high school, you definitely want them to be accredited so that their graduation units and credits or whatever are counted. In elementary school, I find it more of an accountability thing, where to go through the process of accreditation is not easy. We have to provide a lot of documents, provide a lot of research, provide a lot of proof that we are doing what we say we're doing. There's accountability for our lesson plans. There's accountability for curriculum, accountability for your teachers being licensed and having so many hours of professional development. It really keeps us from just doing the mundane, to just get us out of the rut of just doing it. And since it works, just keep doing it. We are constantly evolving to be better, and we can collaborate with hundreds, if not thousands, of administrators with the click of a button on what we can connect with on ACSI through our teacher portal. And there's conferences and professional development and people that just look out for the best in Christian education. And they're going to write to us and say, this is what's coming down the pike, you know, from the federal government, or here's what's something to look forward to, or here's an opportunity that you can do. And being that we are one school, as far as our private school, we're part of a much bigger family of other private schools who are also in the same business of Christian education and really building up to have the best students graduating into really responsible, amazingly well-adjusted humans.
Gotcha. I mean, it sounds like we are part of a larger community, and we recognize that role, but we're also a leader in that role. Mm-hmm. And so it's a resource that we've been able to draw upon, that you've been able to benefit from, and then you're able to pour that into your teachers, into your staff, and they're able to pour that into the kids. And so ultimately, why a parent should care that we are associated with ACSI is all of those things combined. And that's just an additional reason why so many people are making this move from wherever they were at, or now considering GVCS.
Correct. And I think, you know, being part of that bigger family, there is an accountability also in that what we're doing isn't just because we think it's great, but that there is actually proven research behind it. And I think that that's huge when you can collaborate with other people. And it's not accreditation once and you're, you know, accredited forever. We have to constantly have a continuing school improvement plan. We are resubmitting it yearly to be reevaluated. And then every 5 years we have an accreditation visit where they come and check, are you still doing what you say you're going to do? Did you reach the goals that 5 years ago you said you were going to do? And obviously those goals can change within and they can grow, but we have somewhere to look and somewhere to go. And then there's a lot of support just for teachers and administrators and families going through the process too. So ACSI has been really vital in the growth of our school.
Gotcha. Now, last question. As we're looking at this big picture, obviously we recognize that we have the individual day-to-day things that happen, but ultimately we are raising adults going through childhood. And so we're seeing them start as babies in our preschool side, or coming in it as kindergartners generally. What's that been like for you personally to see these kids that have started out very little, or as just as babies that you've held, now going all the way through elementary and junior and senior high, and now have graduated? What has that been like for you to be a part of that?
It's incredible. You know, it makes me feel older every year because kids that I remember being babies or walking on the rope down the hall or singing songs with their teacher through the hallways are now coming up through school and then leaving elementary school and going to the middle school building and then going to high school. And then I'm sitting there at graduation thinking, it was just yesterday that you were sitting in my first grade class, or I was watching you in kindergarten, or I sat with your parents and accepted you into our program. And just how time flies. Like, you really truly know these students from the beginning to the end. And there isn't you're done with fifth grade, so move on to junior, senior high, see you later. Like, we're still very involved in them. And it's really fun when they come over to our building for assemblies and different things that happen, and they're excited to see their old principal or their old students or their old teachers. And there isn't a lot of transiency here as far as teaching staff. So we have teachers that are here for years and years and get to watch that and get to go sit in, you know, high school graduation when they had that student in second grade or third grade or fourth grade. And it's what makes it family. You do life together. And that's huge when you spend a lot of time at school and raising your kids. A huge part of that is school. So teaming up with parents to have a common goal and then watching that happen is just incredible.
Last question. the connection that we have to the church, that's huge. We recognize that GV Christian School is a ministry of GV Christian Center. What has that connection been like? What's available for students and families on the church side since they are part of our school?
It's incredible. We have, you know, a huge Next Gen department, and Next Gen is starting as babies all the way through high school and even beyond. We have a 18 to 25. They really want to reach the heart of children. And in reaching the hearts of children, starting really young, there are programs on Wednesday nights. Right now, obviously, with COVID, things are shut down, but there's the active things online that it isn't. The building is shut down, but the church is still happening and groups are still happening. Life groups are happening. There's things for kids to get it involved in online, watching worship and lessons. And there was Camp Quarantine that had real characters, that had a storyline that was going with it, that felt like the kids were getting involved also. And the Next Gen pastors are also over our chapels. So there is that bridge where if they see them in chapel and they then come to Wednesday night, they know Pastor Becca, they know Pastor Steve, they know Mr. David. And then coming on Sunday mornings, they're like, oh, I know Mr. David, I know Pastor Steve, I know Pastor Becca. So there's a lot of common faces that they get to recognize, but there's huge support there too for parents. If you need a parenting class, or if you need a life group where you can get together with other parents of elementary school kids, or parents that have toddlers, you're in that stage, or you want to just meet up at the park and go to the splash pad. Like, there's a lot of life to be done together. And that includes the junior high, the senior high. They also have things online for the kids. There's life groups for the kids where Pastor Jason, for the older kids, really wants to connect with them on a personal level for their hearts and their minds and their spiritual life also.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Jamie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's it for this episode. If you'd like to learn more about GVCS, you can visit gvchristianschool.com. Call us at 702-454-4056 or search for us on Facebook at GV Christian School, Preschool, Elementary, or Junior and Senior High.